the Gavre Hecha Miftiki, the first big line, the end of the first big line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And so that's women. When does this happen for men? Right? When do men have all these things happen to them that they should avoid these kinds of situations? Amar Reish Lakish B'shosha Ovar Al Gesher, when they go over a bridge. And bridges in those days were dangerous. So if you can avoid going over the bridge, go avoid going over the bridge. Right? If a person has to put himself in a makom sakana to make parnasa, Moshe has a tshuva. Right? A person allowed to do things that are dangerous for parnasa. So things that people normally do, and if you don't make parnasa, you're a bigger makom sakana, you'll starve to death. So then the sakana of going and traveling, going on boats, going in planes or whatever, which may be more of a sakana than staying in the house, but to carry on a normal life, you're allowed to put yourself in a minimal sakana. But that doesn't mean that a person can become a race car driver, which his parnasa then is bedafka in a sakana. We can make a parnasa some other way. There's no other way to make the parnasa, right? There's the only way you could possibly make a parnasa. It could be you're allowed to put yourself in a minimal sakana for that too. But the sakana, a person's in a makom sakana, and he would have to leave his house and go somewhere else and find a new job and find a new house, and that's very difficult. He's not mechuyev to get himself out of a makom sakana to do that. Right? On the other hand, to put yourself in a makom sakana when you're not in that situation would be awesome. For somebody to move right now to Gush Katif, probably be awesome. But for somebody to have to move away now, maybe a different story or whatever. Okay. Marsha's Gesher Vesulo, that's the only thing where men are, what's it called, have their Avedas made a cheshbon of all these reasons. That's where a man is put in the same situation as a woman at birth when he goes over a bridge, nothing else. Marsha's Ema Ke'en Gesher, no, it doesn't mean only that, anything similar. Put yourself in a makom sakana, then you have the same thing happen to you as happens to the woman when she's giving birth. Rav lo over b'mivra the Yosef Be'akum. Rav wouldn't go over a bridge. Again, we're talking about bridges that were dangerous bridges, okay? Rav wouldn't go over a bridge if there was a goy on the bridge at the same time. Omar dilna nifkid le dina ale umatisina bahade. Then maybe, what's it called, the goy is going to have some din against him, and for that reason the bridge is supposed to break, and I'm going to be on it. And then I'll be in a makom sakana, and I don't have enough schuyos for a nace to happen to me, so I better stay away from this. Shmuel over ele b'mivra de ispeyaku. Shmuel only went over a bridge if there was a goy going over at the same time. Omar sitna betray ume lo sholit. The sultan doesn't have the ability. A malach can only do one thing. He can't get two different nations at the same time. So if he's going after the goy, he'll get him and leave me alone. So better I should be in the same place where the goy is in danger, and then he'll get his punishment. And they'll ignore me. Rav Yanai bodik v'avar, right? Rav Yanai first checked the bridge to see if it was safe, and then he went over. Rav Yanai tamei, the Omar la'olam al yamod odav b'makom sakana, lomar she'osim lo neis, right? Rav Yanai held that a person shouldn't put himself in a makom sakana in the hope that a neis will happen to him. Shema ein osim lo neis, because maybe he doesn't deserve a neis. In other words, if you don't have to have nisim, then maybe you deserve status quo to be remain okay. But if you're going to have to be in a place where a nace is going to happen, maybe you don't deserve the nace. And then you'll suffer, which you wouldn't have suffered had you hadn't come on to the nace. The emotional, and even if they do a nace, menachin lo mizukuyosa, they take off your cheshbon in olam haba. So either way, you lose out. If no nace happens, you get damaged. And if a nace happens, you get your zukuyos taken off. So they say that that's only if a nace happens that your zukuyos go off, is where it's a nace that's not... If our Hestia, where there's a Kiddush Hashem, if the nace involves a Kiddush Hashem, then they don't take off your Zechuyos, because the Rabban Shem used you as an instrument to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's why it says that we, according to the Nusach Sfard, or even our Nusach, when you forget to say Alanisim, in Nusach Sfard, in the Alanisim itself, it says it. But if you forget to say Alanisim, so you say, Arachman, Uyasalonu Nisim, what do you mean, Arachman, Uyasalonu? We want Nisim, Kamoshos, right? Why would we want Nisim? It takes off our Zechuyos. Why would you daven for Nisim? The answer is that Nisim that are a Pursume Nisa, a Kiddush Hashem, those kind of Nisim, you don't take off your Zechuyos. Okay, Rashi. The Gavre Heyach Mivdiki, Nisim Shalohem, Bahaskar Onish Zechuyos. So when do men get into the same situation as women get in childbirth? Ke'en Gesher, Kol Makom Sakana, any place of Sakana, like a dangerous bridge, Kegon Kir Natu Iviyotzi L'Derech, like a passing under a wall that's ready to fall down, or traveling in dangerous places. Dilma Mifkid Nachri, Dina Al Chatov, Umatfisna Bahadeh. So he never went on the bridge when there was a goy there, because maybe the goy will have some kind of din against him, and the bridge is then going to fall in, and I'll be on it. Nivra Sfina Sha'ovrimba Eshanar. Nivra is a ferry that went over the sea. Vodik Hastina Shloyevanekav. So he's to check not the bridge. It was a ferry. He's to check the ferry for holes before he got on it to make sure that it wasn't going to sink. Menachin Posen, they take off from your zechuyos if you get a nace. Omrav Chon in Mikra, where do we learn that from a pasuk, that if a person has zoche to a nace to happen to him, that it takes off his zechuyos? From Yaakov Avinu, Katonti mikol hachasod mikol haemes. I became smaller, katonti. You can learn katonti means I am not worthy, I'm too small for all the chesed. But katonti can also mean I became small, my zechuyos became smaller because of all the chesed and emes you did for me. Rashi, katonti mikol hachasodim, huktenu v'nismatu zechuyosai, my merits became smaller b'shvil hachasodim asherasti, because of the chesed you did for me. Reb Zeira b'yoma d'shusa, lo nofik l'beini dikla. Right? Rashi says, "Biyomad the Shusa shem nashevis bo haruach dromis chazaka." On a day when it was very windy, right, where the wind was strong enough to knock down trees and knock down walls or whatever, so he didn't walk amongst the trees. Leveni dikli shlo yapil haruach dekel alav, that the tree shouldn't fall on him. In other words, wherever there was something that was reasonable, that it was a dangerous situation, he avoided the dangerous situation. Amrav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda, La'olam yivakish adam rachmim shlo yechle. She'im yechle, omrim lo havei zechus v'hipater. Person should daven that he shouldn't get sick. Because it's easier to have the zechus not to get sick than to be sick and to be healed. Once you're sick, you're already in a weakened matzah. So it's easier for you now to get more sick or to get more punished. But where the status quo is good, it's easier to maintain a status quo than to change the status quo. You need more schus to change the status quo than to remain the status quo. Omar Marukva Mikro, where do we have a source to this idea? It says, Ki yipol hanofil mimenu. Mimenu lahavi raya. Right? It says that you should make a make so people don't fall off your roof. Right? Ki yipol hanofil mimenu. That the person who's nofil, right, will fall from it. So what's it called? What does it mean? Mimenu kiipol hanofel mimenu. So you have to put a comma. Kiipol hanofel. The person who's supposed to fall will fall, and mimenu he has to bring proof that he deserves now not to fall. So until he wasn't on a what's it called, a roof that he could fall off of, right? And he wasn't in a dangerous place. He didn't have to bring any proof at all. The status quo remained. Once now we have to decide what's going to be with this guy, since he fell off the roof, right? Now we have to decide if he's going to live or not, so he has to bring proof that he deserves to live. Okay. Till now, he may have not deserved to die, but he doesn't necessarily deserve to live either. So if the status quo is he's living, he'll remain living. If the status quo is that if something extraordinary doesn't happen, he's going to die, he'll die. Right, the Torah, he didn't fall yet. And the Torah calls him a nofel. Ki yipol, in the future, somebody will fall who's already falling. So when was he already falling if he hasn't fallen yet? And the idea is that he was fit to fall already. Everything is planned out from sheshes and iberations. Okay? Really, this guy should have fallen off this thing. Right, the Rabbanu Shalom had a plan. Elishim Agalgal and Schus Hayidei Zakei V'chol Hayidei Chayit. The Rabbanu Shalom uses people to do what he wants. Notice the Hashgachas Hashem is what God wants to happen will happen. It's already planned out. But how it's going to happen, that's up to the Bechira of people. So if this guy didn't make a Makeh, then because he did something wrong, God will use him as the means of having this guy who's supposed to fall for his Averis fall off his roof. So the fact that the guy fell off the roof, I didn't cause that. because that's Hashgachas Hashem. I can't kill somebody that the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want to die. But the Rebbeinu Shem used me as the means to punish this guy who was supposed to fall, who was supposed to die. So the Rebbeinu Shem said, fine, I have a way of doing it now. This guy did something wrong. He didn't put a maki on his roof. I'll get this guy to come up on the roof and fall off the roof. So, and the person, therefore, is what's used as an instrument. Same thing, a goy wants to kill a Jew. Right? So if that Jew wasn't supposed to die, the goy can't do anything to him. Right? But the Rebbeinu Shem lets the goy be successful if he wants that Jew to die. That's the accepted hashkafa, right, that even Balei Bechira can't do anything to anyone unless the Rebbeinu Shem wants it to happen. The world's not hefker. There is another sheet, and that's the Chovas HaLevava says that clearly, and that's pretty much how Gedolei Yisrael, Balei Hashkafa, hold. Now, there is a sheet of the Zohar, which the Arachayim HaKadosh brings down, that a Baal Bechira can change a person's din, like more like putting him in a Mokom Sakana, and the din will change, and he can do things even against Ratzon Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shem then makes it right by Tchias HaMesim, what's it called, he will right all the wrongs that that Balei Bechira did. But the accepted sheet is pretty much that Megalgul in Schus Al Yidei Zakai, Vechov Al Yidei Chiyuv means Chayiv, that nothing can happen that's not Ratzon Hashem. And the Rebbeinu Shem uses people's Bechira. People get punished or rewarded according to what they want to do. But what they actually do is up to the Rebbeinu Shem. And the Rebbeinu Shem uses people's bad choices to do things that he wants to happen anyway. And he uses them as a tool to do it. But their Bechira, they're going to get punished for making the choice for their evil reasons. The Rebbeinu Shem uses it for his reasons, that's his business. Okay. Rashi. Mimeno lohavi raya, me'achar shu nofel, since he's falling, tzorech limtso mimeno v'maishav raya l'schus. Now he needs a schus to be saved from the danger that he put himself into, or that he was put into. Misheshes imei bereshes, the thief korei hadoros meirosh, sheniglu lefon of hadoros u'maaseihem u'knas puranosam. The Rebbeinu Shem has everything planned from the beginning. Aye, how does that take away a person's bechira? So that's the old question. For the Rebbeinu Shem knows, how do we have bechira? And the answer is, we can't understand an answer to that, because it's beyond our comprehension to understand how the Rebbeinu Shem knows things. He doesn't know it as we know it. And the time by the Rebbeinu Shem is not like us. He knows it before it happened. There's no such thing as before and after. There's no time. So we're asking a question based on our understanding. If we would know something before it happened, it would have to happen, or we didn't know it. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, time doesn't exist by him, and his knowledge is not a secondary knowledge. He is the knowledge. So to understand how something that is the embodiment of knowledge knows something without time, and why that shouldn't make it have to happen, since we can't understand the concepts anyway, so we have no question. The question is unanswerable, but it's not a question to begin with. It's only a question based on our experience. So the Rebbeinu Shem knows what's going to be. Still, people have Bechira. And the fact is that he uses people's Bechira to affect what he wants to affect anyway. Okay. Shaharei kishenitna Torah dain lo nofel zeh, v'akosim korol nofel. When the Torah was given, this guy who 20 generations later fell off the roof wasn't falling, and yet it calls him on the time when the Torah was given, a no-fill. He's the falling guy. In other words, he was already potentially ready to fall from Sheshes and Megbereshes. The Rebbeinu Shem just worked it out and utilized people's free choice to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish altogether. Adi Dechayev, Bal Habayizeh Shalokia Mitzvah Maka, the guy who didn't fulfill the Mitzvah Maka, had the guy fall off his roof, the Rebbeinu Shem used him and his bad free choice as an instrument to do what he wanted to do anyway. Tan Rabbanan, Misha Chala v'Nata Lamus. Person got sick, and he was already in danger of dying. He was critically ill. Omrim lo hisvada. So we tell him to say vidui, because you never know what's going to be. Shekain kol hamumasim misvadim. Any person who's executed by a Beis Din has to say vidui, so his death should be mechaper. Similarly, if a person's dying, and the Rebbeinu Shem is the one who gave him the decree, so he has to be misvada too, that his death should be a kapara. Adam yotze l'shuk, yedoma ve'enov k'misha nimtza l'sargyo. If a person goes out into the shuk, where it's more dangerous than staying in your house, right? Already there, you could get arrested, you could get hurt, you could get hit by a car, whatever it is. You're out in the public, so it's dangerous. You should consider it as like you were given over already to a to a soldier, right? Who could harm you. In other words, you should take into consideration that if you put yourself, you're allowed to go to the shuk, but you should consider it a makom sakana and realize that you need a lot more zechuyos. You're already handed over into the hands of somebody who could harm you. Chosh barosho, you get a headache. Yedoma ve'enov k'mishnasnu b'koler. Right? You already have a headache, so you're already a little bit sick. So it's also makom sakana. You should consider it as if they put you already in a stock, in stocks, right? And you're already in a place where they're ready to punish you. All of the mita, if you got so sick that you already have to go into bed, not just a headache, then right? All of the mita the nafal yidome be'enav kmishelu legarda, lido, right? That then it should be considered as if you're already in the dock, where they are judging you, and it could be dinei nefashos. Already, if you're sick enough to get into bed, you're a cholish ein bo sakana, but that's a lot more than sakana than if you're healthy. So already they're looking at your zechuyos, like we said before, and you don't have as many prakulitim to help you, and all the other things that apply to makom sakana. So you should be considered like you're standing there in judgment, right, to be hung or not. Once the guy is in the court being judged, if he has a lot of people to come and speak of his merit, he may be saved. If not, right, then the prosecution is going to win. The elu hein praklitin shel adam. So what are the praklitin that you need if you're in a makom sakana? Tshuva meishim tovim. Tshuva meishim tovim are the only praklitin that you can have. Right? Those two things are things that will be able to save you. Vafilu tshameos v'tishim v'teshim malam dal chova. If you have 999 prosecutors, the echad malam dal chova, one defense, nitzo. Still, the Rabban Shom will go after the one, and the 999 aren't mevatel the one. Shenemar, im yeshalav malach melech echad mini elef, lahagid la'odam yoshro. One out of 1,000 is enough. V'yichunenu, and he'll get chen. Chanina, he'll get pardoned. Vayomer podeu mireder shachas. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher of Yosef Lili Omer, and even more than that. Afilu tshameos v'tisha v'tesha v'osu malach l'chov. Even if you have 999 malachim against you, and one malach who 999 one-thousandths of that malach is also against you, but one one-thousandth of the malach is for you, ve'echad l'schus nitzel, you'll still be saved. Shenemer melitz echad mine elad. Right, it's the Lashon is mashma that the one Melech has only 1,000th of him, not 1 out of 1,000, but 1 out of 1,000 in that Melech itself. Okay, Rashi, and the Marsha says, what are these Melechim? So it means that when, every time a person does a mitzvah, so he creates a what's it called, a malach that was created from that mitzvah. That malach pleads his case for merit when you do an aveira. So you create a malach who's your prosecutor. You create the prosecutor, or you create the defense. The malachim are your defense. They are the embodiment of your mitzvahs. So the Marsha says, but that's the case, and how can you have a malach who's 999, 1,000, right? Either you did a mitzvah, you did an aveira. So the Marsha says, the yesh liyashik. The Gra says, and many others say the same idea, including that's what I'm going to say, but they said already, that it's possible to do a mitzvah that's partly aveira and partly a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, and he does it in a way that 999 one-thousandths is no good. He gave a guy tzedakah, but after to embarrass him. So 999 of 1,000th of this mitzvah is no good. But the ma'aseh, the guy got the tzedakah, right? So one 1,000th is good. Nothing is mevatel anything else. You get rewarded, right? What's it called? The guy who's a rasha gomor and he smokes on Shabbos, is going to get punished for smoking on Shabbos too, not just for all the other rishas that he had. And in the smoking, if what's it called, he gave a cigarette to another guy or a goy or whatever and did him a favor, right? Or he whatever. In that aveira, there's a little bit of a mitzvah. That mitzvah is also counted. Nothing is lost, right? The good you did will count it as good, and the bad is counted as bad. Nothing erases anything, right? The Hitler, right, did some chesed. He's going to get rewarded for that chesed. And in the bad that he did, if it's one little good thing, So in that same Maisa, you could have a majority of bad and a little bit of good, or vice versa. Right? A person, a tzaddik, did a mitzvah, and a little bit of it is bad, he's going to get punished for that little bad too. Right? Even though the thing itself was be'ikra mitzvah. So you can have a mala that was created from this Maisa, whose 999 parts bad and one part good. Rashi. Shekain derech kol omrim, what's it called? Omrim ha'omdim shah. Who says this to him? The people standing there. So Shulchan Aruch says this should only be said when you tell a person to be misvada, right? You should say it in a way that doesn't, you know, take away hope from him, that he thinks that, you know, that's it. They've already decided he's going to die. You better say vidui. You tell him that many people have said vidui and survived, right? Better to say it and live than not to say it, and perhaps you'll die, and then you won't have a chance to say it. Or you tell him that, what's it called, it's a big schus to say vidui, what's it called, and with that schus you'll be able to survive, right? Or that's the minig. The minig is to say vidui. But you don't let women, children who are going to start crying and to make the guy feel like he's already half dead anyway. So, you know, could you please say vidui fast, because the Chevra Kadisha is waiting. That will definitely kill him. Okay, so the people who are standing there tell him, you don't, in other words, it could be from Rashi, you don't have special people come in and say, okay, we're the precursors to the Chevra Kadisha, we're the people come tell you, say vidui before they come, right? The people who are there anyway, you know, by the way, why don't you say vidui? Not to make a big deal of it, and has other people come. She came dera kala mumosim misvada. Kidisnam is Sanhedrin. She call ha misvada yeshlo chelek. Person's misvada, his death is mechaper, and he has a chelek in olam haba. She came atzinu ba'ochan. By ochan, shomer lo Yoshua, perik nigmar adin. He told him, be misvada, admit, and confess, and you'll have olam haba. The shuk is a dangerous place. Not necessarily extra dangerous. It's much more dangerous than staying in your house, because people fight in the shuk, and what's it called? There's goyim, yidden, that you want to avoid getting involved with. It's like the policeman got you, and he's bringing you to the judge. Okay, if you go to the shuk, you should consider it like you've been nabbed by a policeman. You have a headache. Michushkal, small headache. You should consider it. In other words, the purpose of this is that you now I need more zechuyos, so do tshuva. Do more maisim. Right? If you know that you're even in a small makom, say, the headache, do something about it. Right? Now you're in a worse situation than you were before you had the headache. Nasnu bekolar, have a tfei mishanim to the side. That's worse than being nabbed by a policeman. They already put you in the stocks. The garua me'ola legardum, but it's less than having standing in the dock and being judged. You're in between. When you're in the dock, they're judging you on what's it called, a capital case. Here we're talking where you're nosnu bekolar. They put you in the stocks, or the kolar means a collar. They collared you, right? So you're already arrested. Right? Not just you're in the hands of the policeman who's bringing you to the judge to decide. You're already arrested. But it's not necessarily a capital case. Olalamita, if you're already sick enough to get into bed, shechola harbe, shetzorech laos, halipa lamishkov, right, you can't get out of bed, you're sick enough to stay in bed, then you should consider it like you're being judged on your life. Ve'eluhem praklitim she'osalamata, ritsui, lebezen shalmala, tshuva maishm tovin, things you can do here that will be acceptable in the bezen shalmala as defenses is tshuva and maishm tovin. But also malach shemelit zulav schus, the malach itself that is your defense. But who echad mine elef? If he's one of a thousand malachim, afilu hu atzmo meilat chova, nitzol ba'achas shel schus. And even if he is also a prosecutor, but one thousandth of him is saying a schus, right? Nitzol ba'achas shel schus. Never meilit echad mine elef b'mlitzaso shel malach ein ele achas me elef. In the Melitza, Melitz Echad Ne'elev, the Melitza is 1/1000. Not that he's a Malach who's Melitz totally and he's 1/1000. Even if he's 1/1000 and his Melitza is 1/1000, right? The part that he's defending you is only 1/1000. Other 999, he's also prosecuting you. Lahagid Yashro, Umash Menomisha Malach HaMelitz HaVe Echad Ne'elev. The HaMalach Siv, Mechlau Da Hashar Magid HaMalav Chova. It's only one angel. And he's one of a thousand. Not he's one of a thousand of angels. It should have said that, man, one angel that is totally for your merit. It should have said him, Yeshua Melech Malach Echad. He has a Melech who's one angel out of a thousand. Therefore, the way it said it, you could darshan it going on the Malach or on the Melitza. Even if you have one one-thousandth of Melitza, you still could be saved. Okay, because the Rabban Shalom is Matat Klapi Chesed. He looks for the good, not for the bad. Okay. Tana Rabban. Asholosh Averis Noshim Mesas Yoldos. Right? The Brisa says that for three Averas, women die when they give birth. Yoldos. That's what we have in the Mishnah. B'shas Leidasa. That says the Ramakam Sakana. It could be that that they'll die, even though they wouldn't have died had they not been in Ramakam Sakana. And this one of the Mefarshim says that the idea is that the second part, Belezer Omer Noshim Mesos Yaldos. They die young. Before they get to be mothers. So because of a person, what's it called? Right. The person is going to be chaser in these things. Nida, chala, lokas anero. We'll see other things. They're not going to be good mothers. They're not going to bring up their children properly. And therefore, it could be that the Rav Shem says, better that children shouldn't have a mother. Right? And then a mother who's going to be a bad example to them and make them lose all the mahap. Or better, she shouldn't have children altogether. So she'll die young. Right? Again, every woman who dies young doesn't mean this is the reason. This is a possible reason amongst many, many. But it's a possibility. Ravach Omer, Bo'ovan Shemachab Sot Soas Beneihem B'Shabbos, V'yesh Omer Mav Shekor La'arna Kodesh Arna. Some women die B'Shas Leida because they have little babies and they wash their diapers on Shabbos. Right, big design, a lot of things that do with children that people panic or whatever, and they're over Isurei Daraisa, right? That's why young women who have children sometimes are punished for the things they do for their children that are Chil Shabbos. And another reason is because they don't have respect for the Aron Kodesh. They call the Aron Kodesh Arna, just a closet. They don't refer to it with respect, and people don't have respect of Torah, so they're going to make a bad hashpa on their children. So better they shouldn't have children, or they should die when they're in childbirth, or whatever. Rashi, Tosfos says, Aron Kodesh doesn't mean the one in the Mishkan. It means that even though in Chazal they used to call the Aron Kodesh a Teva, but they also called it Aron Kodesh. We call it Aron Kodesh, but they used to call it mostly the Teva. But Lamaisa, what's it called? They used to call it also an Aron Kodesh. There's places in Chazal where it's called an Aron also. To call it an Arna means a regular closet. They call the Aron Kodesh a closet. They refer to it just Tam as a closet. That's a Bizoyin HaTorah. Rashi. Sholosh Averis, Hanach Demasnisa. Those three Averis of the Mishnah. Yaldos, Bachuros. Not Yoldos, not when they're giving birth. They die young. Even though not a makom sakana. Again, because these women are not fit to be mothers, they should die, therefore they should die young. Ravach Omer, Hayaldos Mesos al Oven Shemachapsos. No, if they die young, it's not for these three Averis. It's for different Averis. For Averis of Mimachal Shabbos with their little children. Arna, Kacha Yukorin Migdolo Shalohem. Priti, Vilshonenu Master. Which means closet. Okay, right there. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Bo'oven Shnei Dvorim Amei Haratzis Mesim. Right, there's two things that trigger the death of Amei Haratz. Avshikor L'Aron HaKodesh Arna, they also call the Aron HaKodesh a closet. They don't give proper respect, they don't respect Torah, in other words. Amei Haratz, who don't respect Torah, that could be a reason why they die young. The Avshikor L'Beis HaKnesses Beis Am. And they call the shul the community center. Right? They don't call it a shul. Because a knesses, Beis HaKnesses, is a place of gathering, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is also gathered there. So you're including the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you call it Beis Am, it's only a gathering for people. You leave the Ribbono Shel Olam out. If it's a community center, then it's just for the community. It's not for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not part of the community. But if it's a Beis HaKnesses, place of gathering, then the Ribbono Shel Olam also is there. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Shlosha Bidke Nisa Divru Be'isha. The Amri La Shlosha Divke Nisa. right? There are three things that a woman was created with that if she doesn't do them, or created to do, she doesn't do them, then they check to see if she's fit to live or not, like we said in the Mishnah. And some say Shlosha Divke Misa. These things can attach Misa to her. Okay? And what are they? Nida Chalav Hadlakas Hanir. Okay? So the one who says Bidke Misa means that when she's in a Makum Sakana, they check to see these three things. So it's in a time when she's being checked. That's like the man the Amru says she dies in childbirth. The one that says divke misa, that the misa can attach to her, has nothing to do when she's in makom sakana. These things can cause misa to attach, misa when she's young. So the one who says bidke misa, that he learns yoldos, women die when they're in childbirth. And the one who says divke misa holds that she could die even not in childbirth. It just attaches to her the chiyuv misa for these three things. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Yoldos b'shas leidosim, sholosh averus ha'atimas nisim. Yaldos b'chudos, yom, v'afilu shlo b'shas leidim, when they're not giving birth. Rav Acha omer, ha'yaldos meses ha'lovin ha'shem ha'chapsos. Rav Acha says, no, the young ones die for other averus. Not b'shas, not dafka b'shas leida. Arna, kacha yukorim migdolos sholahem, v'lashoneinu, okay, beis ab, loshim b'isui, sh'mescapsim bo akol. Just a community center where everybody gathers. The Arna Kodesh Arna and Korno, so Arna, they don't call it the Holy Ark. They just call it the Ark, or the closet. Bidke, Avono Shibokin Osan Bohem, B'shas Sakana. These are Averis that a woman is checked up upon when she's Mokum Sakana. Kirabon and Damri Yolos. That's according to the opinion that says that they die when they're in childbirth, like the Mishnah says. Divke, Shibadakin of a Karvin Nisa. These are things that can attach themselves to a woman and make her die early, with Nezmana, before her time that she could have lived had she not had this negative thing. Grebelezer, the Tony Yaldos. That goes like Grebelezer, who says not Yoldos, but Yaldos. That a woman dies young, not necessarily Bishas later. Okay, Tanya. Just turn the dot. Reb Shim Gamliel Omer, Hilchos Hegdish, Trumos, Umaisris, Hain Gufe Torah. Hegdish, Truma, Meiser are the body of Torah. They're real strict halachas, right? And the Nimsaru, Ameh Haaretz, and the Torah gave them over to Ameh Haaretz to be believed on them. From the Torah, and Ameh Haaretz is believed. He took off Trumas and Meisers. You don't need a Mashgiach, right? And he's believed on Hegdish. And these are very serious halachas, right? Rashi, V'nimsaru Ameh Haaretz, Shalomosu Lebezdin Limno Shomrim Ledover. The Torah didn't demand that Beis Din go around and make sure that people do these things properly. They trusted, the Torah trusted, the Rabbanah didn't trust them, they made Demai. They didn't trust Ameh Haaretz, but the Torah trusted the Ameh Haaretz. The Torah didn't aser the Peiris of the Ameh Haaretz. The Amina Torah as kol adam aleihem, everybody's believed. The hein gufei Torah, shechaverim ochlin piton, the somchem shenikrim menuchala trumas amaisras. Other people, right, eat from these Ameha Aretz, and they can rely on the fact that they caught Trumas Amaisa. If they didn't, they're causing the Chaver to be over an Avera. The Hekdish Nomi, Mosul Lekol Adam, LaHakdish, Lekol Hekdish, Alpi Kol Adam. Person can make Hekdish, and if he makes it wrong, then it's not really Hekdish, and you do Me'ila, and you have to bring a carbon, you bring the carbon, there's no carbon. Terrible things can happen, either because they made the Hekdish in the wrong way, and you could, because of that, think it's Hekdish and it's not, or it's not. You think that it's not hektish, and it is. Either way, is problems, right? The hektish called the cloud, the heng gufei Torah, shayna tzrichim lochush, metalklin, shem hektishu, the chazerbo, right? By every metalklin a person owns, let's be afraid, the guy made it hektish, and then he changed his mind, and you're being over me'ila. The alpha got the tikkun rabbanan to my, even though the rabbanan didn't believe Ameh Haaretz on Maestris, on Truma, they did believe them. Nikamakam Torah heminos, the Torah believed them. Rabbosai Mefarshim Hilchas Hegdish, Pigon Yain Lenesachim, Kin Mefarsh Bechomer Bakodesh, Ameh Haaretz Nemonim Alav. The Ameh Haaretz are believed to say that the Yain didn't become Tameh. By Hegdish, they're afraid of Hegdish enough that they wouldn't tell you it's Tar if it's really Tameh. The Kashili, Ime the Rabbanan Kaomar, the Choshim, Maidim Hemnu Rabbanan, Lohavi Le Mishne, Trumus Maisus. The Rabbanan Lohemnu, that's only Dindarabbanan. The Rabbanan believed Ameh Haaretz on Hegdish. That's not a din d'oraisa, right? So if we're talking about the Rabbanans, it shouldn't have said Trumas Umaisras, because they didn't believe them for Trumas Umaisras. So it has to be something that's min ha-Torah, and the Torah believed them, even though the Rabbanim maybe didn't believe them.